passing the peaks in early day when they're, you know, somewhat translucent and just really beginning to gather color for the day. And then watching them at night when they kind of recede back into that translucent state. Just so profoundly beautiful, you know. Just pure beauty was the initial draw for me. It's an amazing sky island, you know, and a miracle in so many ways. There are endemic species that occur nowhere else. There are over 30 species of plants that are not necessarily endemic or limited to the peaks, but that occur only on the peaks within Arizona, which is incredible. You know, how did they get here? And including bristlecone pine, which occurs up at the top of the peaks and has been, individual trees are dated to as much as 1,500 years old. There are many, many mountain species on the peaks that are isolated from related populations by hundreds of miles, and even some species from as far away as the Arctic. So it's very profound and a very fragile system by virtue of that. There will undoubtedly be warmer temperatures throughout and less water. Even high elevation stuff now is affected by drought. There's only so high that species of trees, for instance, can migrate on the mountain. We may well lose aspens in the peaks, and there's evidence that some of the conifers are occurring now at higher elevations on the mountain than they did 150 years ago. So things are climbing. Junipers certainly are losing ground around the peaks at their lower elevations, but they're climbing, you know, they're more and more present in the forests around here under ponderosa pine, so I think they're just kind of waiting their turn. There have been some major die-offs of blue gramma grass around the peaks, and that's regarded as one of the most drought-tolerant grasses in North America. Fire is a big part of climate change, you know, in terms of changing populations, too, and it'll clear the way for pinyon juniper to more easily colonize this area, and fires in the peaks will be extraordinary, you know, because they're very rare. It will, yeah, be a real game changer. It's kind of wide open as to how it's ultimately going to go, but given the predictions they're making about Dust Bowl-like conditions through the next century, it's going to be a much smaller habitat, and there's already evidence of increased temperature and less precipitation on the mountain and in Flagstaff. It will be a definite winnowing of diversity and species, and yet great evolutionary potential as well. These species are adapting, species that you wouldn't figure would be capable of changing very quickly to climate change are adapting more tightly to local conditions. We can only hope that some species will hang in there and until the next ice age. It's amazing, changing and very diverse, and as diverse as most other mountain systems ultimately. But it's a fragile mountain, and we all need to love it and take care of it better.